Hey there, it's James from We Do Tech. We're checking out Aliens vs. Predator. It's a title that's being worked on by Sega. What do you think of the visuals so far, Steve?
Looks really good. It sort of reminds me of the movie, to be honest.
And the idea, what we got here is a multiplayer demo. And we got it all system linked up between 8 screens here. I don't know, until we get hands on with it, it's difficult to say exactly how well it will play. Some of the graphics are not the best, if I'm honest. They kind of look like an early...
Quite glitchy some places, but...
Some of the graphics do look like entry-level 360 titles when the 360 first came out. I don't know whether that's the final build. This could be an early build of the actual demos. Hopefully they get a little bit more gloss on it, but it's a lot better than some of the other Aliens games that have been out before. So it's nice to see them actually...
It's like it's playing well. I mean, obviously the controller's system looks quite unique. Obviously because you've got various different weapons, including obviously the blades, etc. on the Predator.
Well, that's it. You get to be the Predator, you get to be the Aliens, which is very nice. But, oh my God, we just have frame rate slow down here whilst we were watching Big Style. if you want me to describe the graphics, have you seen Shadowrun? Because in terms of graphic quality, it's exactly the same as Shadowrun. But when things get really intense, the frame rate really drops. But like I say, it's in the full retail, so it's something that they could iron out. But early impressions seem pretty good here. We're just about to have a go and have a bash ourselves. It's pretty cute around here. A lot of people do want to play this title, so, and that gives you an idea of the interest behind this game. Anyway, but James from We Do Tech, catch us later on. We'll be giving you a hands-on review of the game within the next 72 hours of the multiplayer mode. Until then, we'll see you later on.